Welcome to our Pap Test Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a Pap test. We will also provide information on what to expect both during and after the test. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on Pap tests, including illustrations of the female reproductive organs and the Pap test itself. Let's begin with a brief description of a Pap test. A Pap test, also called a Pap smear, is a routine healthcare procedure for all women who are sexually active or have reached the age of 21. This simple, painless test is a screening test for cancer of the cervix and vagina. The cervix is in the lower, narrow part of the uterus, located between the bladder and rectum. It forms a canal that opens into the vagina. There are general guidelines as to when women should have Pap tests. Be sure to check with your doctor as to when and how often you should have a Pap test. So, why have a Pap test? Some cervical diseases don't have noticeable symptoms. That's why it's very important for you to have Pap tests on a regular basis. The main reason for a Pap test is to find any abnormal cells that may indicate cancer of the cervix or vagina. In addition to detecting cancer cells, a Pap test helps to identify cell changes before they develop into cancer. A Pap test can also detect inflammation and some cervical and vaginal infections. Early disease detection and treatment can prevent more severe health conditions. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a Pap test. What are some of the risks? A Pap test is a low-risk procedure. Let your doctor know if you're allergic to latex, so non-latex gloves can be used to prevent irritation. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be pregnant, you should tell your doctor beforehand so that precautions can be taken. There may be other risks depending on your specific situation. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a Pap test? While your doctor may give you more specific instructions, the following general guidelines apply to most women. There are several factors or conditions that may interfere with your Pap test results. For example, you'll want to let your doctor know about any medications that you are taking. Birth control pills, hormone therapy, or tetracycline may affect your test results. Menstruation may also affect the results of your Pap test. Try to schedule your test for a time when you're not likely to have your menstrual period. Don't use vaginally inserted products such as douche, creams, or foams for 2 to 3 days before the Pap test. These products can change the tissue of the cervix and cause incorrect results. Likewise, vaginal intercourse within 24 hours before the test may cause the vaginal tissue to swell and should be avoided. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparations. Be sure to follow your doctor's directions completely and always ask questions if you don't understand the instructions. What can you expect during your Pap test? Before the procedure, you'll be asked to remove any jewelry, clothing, or other objects that may interfere with the Pap test. Next, you'll put on a hospital gown and lie on an exam table. You will be given a sheet to drape over your legs. You will be asked to place your feet in stirrups and spread your legs apart. Your doctor will insert an instrument called a speculum into your vagina to expose the cervix. The speculum may be warmed and lubricated to ease the discomfort of insertion. Cells will be gently scraped from the cervix and the back of the vagina by using a cotton-tipped swab, a small wooden spatula, or a brush-type tool. The collected cells will be placed into a vial of liquid or smeared onto a slide. If you have symptoms of a vaginal infection, your doctor may collect vaginal secretions for testing. Usually, your doctor will perform a pelvic exam after the Pap test to check the size and shape of your reproductive organs. Finally, the Pap test specimen will be sent to a lab for analysis. After the Pap test is completed, what do you need to do? You may rest for a few minutes before going home. You may want to wear a sanitary pad for any spotting that may occur as a result of the Pap test. Notify your doctor immediately if you have any bleeding, foul-smelling vaginal drainage, fever or chills, or severe abdominal pain after the Pap test. Depending on your particular situation, you may receive additional or different instructions after your Pap test. Pap test results usually take several days. Ask your doctor how and when you'll receive your test results. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on Pap test and other health topics and procedures.